Yeah, Doc Clark from the Crows shortly. Tommy Lynch is in. Riley Knight is out again. That positive announcement for Port Adelaide today. A multi-million dollar sponsorship and an AFL fixture in Shanghai for 2017. The toast of the AFL. And you've got to be able to laugh. It's mostly been positive. There's a lot of state government jibes being put in there. We haven't read them all out, but I did like this one from Darren. Oh, no, Doc likes a bit of humour. I do like this text. So if Ken Hinckley doesn't win more games, it may pave way for a Chinese coach, Win One Soon. No. You like that?
Yeah.
A play on words, Bix.
Win One Soon.
Win One Soon. Don't you love it?
Well, let's get our next guest up. We're going to be a little bit more serious with him because he's got a big match to coach on the weekend. Crows taking on Sydney at Adelaide Oval Saturday night. They've made the one change and midfield coach Matthew Clark joins us. Doc, how are you?
I'm going well, Bix. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Was it an easy selection meeting?
No, it's not, because we've got a number of players in pretty good SNFL form, so they're all vying for that spot. But I guess the winning form and the fact that obviously Tommy, before he went out, was in really good form, made that one fairly straightforward. But yeah, it's never easy when you've got a number of players in the SNFL who are probably deserving an opportunity, but there probably just isn't a gap for them just at the moment.
Henderson and Charlie Cameron, I think most people would be thinking of. Those guys, at the start of the year, people would have had them clearly in your best 22. They just can't force their way in at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's the situation. And, obviously from a club perspective, it's a good position to be in, to have, upwards of probably 30 players, legitimately putting claims on a spot in the best 22. So, good position, and those guys are, managing that really well. They're just going about their business and, performing on the weekend. So that's all that can be asked of them.
Well, I think players as a whole enjoy and understand coaches who don't change a winning team, don't you think, Doc?
Yeah, well, you want to show faith in a group that's performing at the level that you need, and obviously the last 2 weeks have been positive results. So I think the group understands where we're at, and I think there's really good communication with those guys that aren't playing AFL, that they're clearly really important to our season. So I think there's a level of understanding there.
Paul Seedsman, 100% okay. He's been ticked.
Yeah, I think he's got one more test to get through with the doc tomorrow. They usually leave that till the last day, but all indications are that he's tracking really well. So hopefully gets that one ticked off first thing tomorrow and we're good to go.
There's a couple of other sore blokes. I think David McKay might have missed a bit of training. Taylor Walker had a moon boot on at some stage. All those guys clear?
Yeah, so Taylor's just managing that. That's been ongoing for probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. And, it's the footy season. Every week you've probably got, one or two guys that you're monitoring their workload in terms of their training, but you're pretty confident that they're going to get through and be able to play for you on the weekend.
Just having a look at Sydney's side, they made two changes. They brought in the very experienced Jared McVeigh and Dean Towers for Hewitt and Jones. What scares you most about Sydney?
Well, obviously they're in cracking form, league leading. Their contested footy's been the feature of their three wins and probably of their footy over the last decade. So they're obviously really strong around the ball. But in saying that, I guess, we back ourselves in that area. So it's a challenge that you look forward to. As we've seen, we've played some okay footy. It hasn't been perfect, but we've been able to get a couple of results. And so it's great to, at this stage of the year, come up against the number one rated team and in areas that we like to pride ourselves. So we get to see where we're at.
I couldn't believe I read the record. They've won the last five. The last game at Adelaide Oval, they absolutely walloped us. The last game in Sydney last year, they walloped us. We've always seemed to match up well against Sydney. So what are you putting that down? I know it's only five games.
Yeah,
it's just a stat.
Probably the last 2 years they've had the wood on us. But, prior to that, we had a pretty strong record. So, going back over my time at the footy club, it's been a really good, rivalry. There's been periods where we've had some dominance, and then obviously the last, as you say, the last five, they've got it done. So that's on us to reverse that trend, and we think we're in a pretty good space to go about doing that.
Now, even under your breath, will you have a little jeer or a boo for Kurt Tippett? Doc, you're cut from my loaf, aren't you?
It seems so long ago, doesn't it? There's been so much change since that incident, and obviously it's the first time he's back here in Adelaide against the Crows. So no doubt the fans will make him aware of that fact. But in terms of the on-field stuff, I think it'll be pretty much just get on with business and hopefully get a really good outcome so that at the end of the night they can shake hands and say, all the best, Tipo. I hope you're enjoying Bondi.
Now, you put a bit of time into him trying to teach him the rucking craft. He's doing a lot more ruck work in Sydney than he ever did in Adelaide. You would have watched him closely this week. How's he going?
Yeah, no, his ruck work's always been, you know, really solid. He always had that capability and probably, you know, pretty natural bodywork. He wasn't one that you needed to spend an enormous amount of time with. But obviously, throughout his career, you know, it's been predominantly as a forward. But now they've made that switch. He's probably doing about 70% of their ruck work, and Sinclair the 30%. So they've got two pretty good viable options who can also play forward. So it's a good position for them to be in.
I know they've got two tools down there in their forward line, and two of them are pretty much stars. I put Kurt in that category. It's certainly Buddy Franklin. Not a lot of other tools in there. I know Sinclair will roll through with Tipo. Was there some consideration of going smaller again? I know Bix debates this most weeks. You've got Henderson in pretty good form. I see you've named Nathan Van Berlo as an emergency. Was that a consideration for matchups?
Yeah. Once again, it's a discussion at match committee. I think last week Richmond went a little bit smaller than they had previously, and the guys, you know, managed that pretty well. The positive for that group back there is, I guess, you know, Cheney, Lever, Hardigan, all quite capable of playing on the medium-sized small. So Charles obviously predominantly plays, gets the monster, and no doubt he'll do that again this week. But the other guys have got a fair bit of flexibility, and thus far they've shown, you know, capacity to play on the smaller guys. So while it was, you know, thrown up, we're sort of, as mentioned earlier, backing in the guys that have got the form on the board.
Yeah, look, and they've done it really well, and a lot of it's on the back of the great pressure the midfielder putting on the balls coming down. Not the way the opposition forwards would like. What's the weather forecast? You generally have a look at the long range. What's it looking like, Doc?
I like to know if the farmers are going to get rain, mate, so I always look at the weather. I think it's 21. Chance of rain, 40%, but less than a mil. So we'd anticipate that we'll get 50,000 there again, hopefully. So a Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval should be a good night out.
Well,
and certainly the crowd at the first showdown was sensational. If we get similar number, it'd actually help a bit, I reckon. So get along.
Well, why wouldn't you get along? It's the match of the round, almost. The top side playing against Adelaide at their home ground. Adelaide have been in really good form. So if you're a footy purist or if you're a Crows supporter, you'd want to get along and watch. Thanks for joining us, Matty.
Have a good show, boys. Talk to you later.
Great work, Doc Clark there. Brought to us by Bix.
Brought to us by Harvey Norman, Factory Outlet, genuine seconds pricing every day, real bargains in stock, the big green building at Mile End, Stephen.
Good work.